Hello.
Hello, David. Peter here. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
How are you?
All right, Peter. How are you?
Oh, bang up. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. I'm afraid the recording from last night wasn't very brilliant. The sound level was kind of readjusted sometime later. So to make sure that your message got through or gets through to all those that need it in the North Cotswold area, I thought this little phone call, and I'll place it on the inthecooler.org blog immediately, should kind of make up for that, really. So talk about Medica, what's the name of the company again? You say it right, Pro Medica 24, and the service that they offer.
Well, it is live-in care, so that is to say somebody is to do 24/7 sleeping in spare bedroom, and this means that you get to stay in the home rather than having to go into a care home. There are obviously a lot of benefits to staying in your own home. You keep your own possessions around you, a place you've lived for many years. You may have a garden that you've did and you want to be able to look at and so on and so on. Obviously, it's one-to-one care, and therefore you get the companionship of someone with you and who has the time to talk to you and to chat about things and stuff. And equally, you get to make decisions yourself about things like after your dinner, when have your dinner, what time you get up, what time you go to bed, and so on and so on. And all of this actually works out cheaper than going into a care home. We can provide care typically, on average, it's £795 a week for living care. Care homes in North Cotswolds will be in excess of £1,000 a week. Because what you're paying, obviously, a care home, you're paying them mostly for what is termed the hotel costs. You're paying for the room and you're paying for the heating and light and the food and so on. When you're paying us, you're just paying for the care. Obviously, you're paying separately, but if you've got their mortgage, you're not paying much for the house, and so on.
Yes. So, really, from the point of view of an individual who's lived perhaps in the same house for many a year and has invested their life and so forth into it, this is probably a very good way of maintaining their links with their personality, I suppose.
It maintains independence.
Yeah.
It maintains your independence. I'm not disparaging care homes.
No.
They do a good job, but within certain limitations, which are you obviously have a fewer carers than you have people to be looked after.
Yep.
Obviously, get pulled away to those with the greatest needs. So a care worker might be sitting, chatting to you, and then suddenly somebody else out of the room needs help to go to the bathroom or whatever. And at that point, you don't have it. Whereas with the one-to-one care, you've got somebody there with you all the time, as I say, And we, as a company, make a great effort to try and match people's interests.
Yeah.
So I have one great under care who's very keen, or when she was younger, was a very keen cook.
Yeah.
And we try to bring in care workers to work with her who were also very interested in cookery, things like that. Which is stimulating for her.
Yeah.
And she can kind of, although she can't really do it herself anymore, she can kind of say to them, let's make this, I'll advise you how to do it, put this in here, they do that together.
Yes.
It is proven to be better for people's health to stay in their own homes.
Yes. I can see that it's got its definite advantages from both a financial and from a perhaps personal dignity point of view. That's really maintained, isn't it?
I'm convinced that in 10 years' time, it will be very much regarded as the kind of choice.
Yeah.
And care homes will become more of a kind of backstop approach. For people. You can't have living care unless you've got a spare bedroom, for example. Now, not everybody has a spare bedroom.
No.
But we can't, there has to be, the health and safety for the care workers themselves, they have to have private space, they have to have a room to, as long as the property is safe and factory, after a spare room, we can work pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
But we do have to have that requirement. So it's not going to be ever absolutely everybody.
No.
But it could be a very big chunk of the population.
Yeah.
it could be a quick, it could be an easy solution to their, to, you know, their growing care needs. Well, if somebody only needs an hour a day, then you don't, when somebody's getting to more than sort of four to five hours a day of care needs, you think about it, it's 20 something pounds an hour for hourly care. So that's, if you've got 5 hours a day, then you're going to need it 7 days, that's what, you know. So you're looking now at £100 a day, you know, you're looking at £700 a week, whereas we can be there full time at £795. Kids were there overnight, somebody's there overnight. A lot of elderly people have to get up to go to the bathroom in the course of the night. And, you know, while they're doing that, they can fall. Now, if there's somebody there, then, you know, they can shout out, somebody's immediately with them, gets them up, and so on and so forth. If there isn't anybody there, they can spend the night on the floor until the care worker, you know, an hourly visitor comes in to get them up the following morning, you know. It's proven that having living care reduces the incidence of falls by that third.
Of course, of course. Obviously, there's a kind of safety, security, peace of mind thing kind of steps in there too, doesn't it, really? Which is a part of...
Peace of mind being profound is to know the somebody's there all the time. Rather than, you know, if your family lives some distance away or whatever, to know that there's somebody there with their loved one rather than, you know, only popping in it for many, many hours, you know? Poor old chap who came under my care, who, you know, who got stuck in the bath. He got stuck in the bath. He got hypothermia. You know, now he survived, he got pneumonia, but he survived, but he came under that care, you know, and obviously that didn't occur again.
I think we had a relative who got herself stuck in a bath, and she had the presence of mind to keep changing the water. So when he was eventually located, kind of like 24 hours later, she looked something like a prune. But at least she had the presence of mind to keep herself warm, you know, and it's a good job that the hot water system could take it.
Have a good hot water system too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a prerequisite, I think. So people can have various packages then, presumably, can they? It doesn't have to be a one size fits all.
No, I mean, we actually only have three levels of package. You know, our lowest level, in package A, as we term it, $6.95 a week, is essentially kind of a housekeeper, pretty much. Doesn't get involved in hospital care, doesn't dress people, doesn't shower people and so on. Because if people don't get hospital care, they tend not have any care at all. $7.95 is by far the most common, and, you know, then we do all the housekeeping tasks. So, you know, shopping, cooking, cleaning, all that stuff. That's personal care. So, in other words, we will get people out of bed, we'll move them around, we will help them shower, we'll dress them, and so on and so on. So all of that stuff is done at $7.95 a week. And our third package is $8.95 a week. And that's actually for people who have more complex care needs. So, for example, somebody with quite severe dementia, somebody who needs a great deal of help with movement, so on and so on, or maybe with a colostomy bag or something like this, is $8.95. You know, just occasionally, and in fact, one gentleman I have in the care in Chipping Campden, funny enough, he has two carers with him. He has severe Parkinson's, and he's quite a big chap. And to move them around, we have two male carers with him at all times, just to be able to move him. He's complex dentist, but he's got severe Parkinson's and needs help with all those sorts of things. So, you know, those then, of course, becomes a bit more expensive because you're paying for two carers, although we discount the second carer quite heavily and so on and so on. Most people, as I say, on average, a typical person who's on their own, you know, needs one carer at £795 a week.
We can see that that would have an attraction to quite a few people in around the North Cotswolds. And I suppose, as well as people who need the care, you're probably looking for carers as well. Does that come into your remit?
No, because not for us as a business. Obviously, living care companies in general, yes, they would be. Prime Medical 24 is a Polish company, and all of our care workers are actually from Poland. So what happens, and we have, in Poland, you know, we have a big pool of available care workers, because care is seen as something that's, you know, a very positive role to take in Poland.
Yeah.
And the rates that we can pay people in the UK,
right,
when translated back into the Polish zloty,
yeah,
become very attractive salaries. Bearing in mind that when people come here, they have no costs, because they have no rent costs, because they're living in somebody's house with them,
yeah,
and their food has to be provided as well.
Yeah.
So we bring them in. They come in specifically for a particular care contract. So we, when we have somebody under care, we bring the care worker over. They usually come for about 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And at the end of the 6 to 8 weeks, we bring in a replacement. They have a 24-hour handover period, and then the first one goes home, and the second one takes over for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So because obviously it's quite an intense thing to do when you're doing living care, you're there 7 days and so on and so on. So it's quite intense.
Yeah.
So, you know, after 6 to 8 weeks, they swap out, take a break, and somebody else takes over.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have, again, compared to a lot of care companies, because care companies struggle. So you'll find living care is offered by a lot of companies whose specialisation is hourly care.
Yeah.
But if somebody's got a client who needs a lot, they might say, we can provide living care. And they will have one or two clients they're providing living care to. They can often find that it's problem is they don't have a pool of carers. So what happens when that carer gets sick, for example, that happens,
yeah,
or have a family emergency of their own and needs to leave,
yeah,
they struggle.
Yeah.
We don't, because we have a big pool of carers in Poland, literally, you know,
yeah,
several hundred qualified carers,
yeah,
who are ready to come.
Yeah.
So if we have, you know, if some we have to make an emergency change, we handle that.
Yeah.
We're actually the biggest living care provider in Europe.
Yes. Yeah.
Mostly because we're the market leader in Germany, which is the biggest country in Europe.
Yes, of course.
And we have thousands of people under our care in Germany.
Yeah. So there's obviously a history, a legacy, if you like, an experience that people...
Yeah, the company's been going about 15 years.
Yes.
So the company's been going about 15 years, probably 3 years away.
Yes. So if people wanted to find the answers to the questions, of course, they could do what I'm doing now, is look at your website, which is www.promedica24.co.uk, where they can read about
your... In fact, if you put...
Sorry?
Slash Gloucestershire.
Say again, sorry?
Gloucestershire. If you put slash
Gloucestershire
at the end of it,
okay,
then you go straight to my landing page, and you'll find a picture of me and there's a bit of blurb about me and my contact details.
Oh, hold on a second, let me just do that. So we've got promedica.24.co.uk/Gloucestershire, GLOUCESTERSHIRE. That should do it, should it? Let's have a look.
That should. Have you a page with my idea,
madam? We are looking for living care in Gloucestershire. Here we are. Look at the picture of you.
Yes, it is you.
And your local care team is mentioned here too. Kerry, Tina, Lee, and all the details. The Care Quality Commission rating that you've had as well is there for people to see. And then I noticed on that page also there's a story, Valerie and Michelle's story, which people have watched.
Yeah, that's just a video.
Yeah, and the area's covered?
They're not in this area, actually, but we use that same story all over. They're not based in Gloucestershire, that particular couple, but, you know, it's quite difficult, actually, to get a family to kind of agree to this, so we have a video there, but I think they're down somewhere on the south coast.
Yeah, so you're covering Gloucestershire, Cheltenham, the Science Institute, Sydney, Camden, as you've mentioned, Slough, Bybury, Stonewall, Bursley, Lydney, Bourton, and the Water.
I cover the whole of Gloucestershire.
And the surrounding areas, there we are, that's quite a thing. And if they want to get into it...
Yeah, I cover the whole of Gloucestershire and, frankly, just over the borders as well. I mean, you know, just make, obviously, if I come from here to Chipping Camden, I pass through Worcestershire, Broadway's in Worcestershire, right? So, I cover just beyond the borders of Gloucestershire as well.
Yeah, so they can give a call on 0800 086 86 86. There's a nice combination for you. Or catch you on your...
Yeah, well, the better number is to come straight through to me on the number I gave you last night.
That's right, yeah, 01242, 312, 0...
80.
One of the buttons on, make sure. Yeah, 312080. 01242 312 080, or they can email you d.edwards@promedical24.co.uk. Dave, it's
been
great having a second chat with you. I shall focus this little interview.
Well, I appreciate that, Peter. Thank you.
In the cooler.
Now, equally,
yep.
You know, I'd be, you know, happy to come back in the new year, perhaps, if you know, and do it again if you want.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Obviously, care is a hot topic for people.
Of course it is.
And as you've seen from the quiz notes I left you, you know, I can talk more broadly about care, if you like, because people are interested.
Absolutely.
You know, people don't know how the funding works, I can explain that. People don't know what their options are, I can kind of explain that.
Yeah.
I felt, you know, it was a good thing, but, you know, I felt I was doing a little bit of an advert last night. You know, I was there to talk about living care, but I could provide a slightly broader kind of remit, and I think, you know, if you were to trail that in advance, you know, you might get more people listening, because it is something people are interested in.
Of course it is.
You know, and if people could potentially send questions in advance or something, I could address or whatever. You know.
In fact, we're kind of doing a trail for it now, really, aren't we? And we can kind of highlight the fact that if anybody has any questions on living care, then now is the time to send either you or me the questions, and we can deal with them in the new year. How's that
going? Well, as I say, you know, it doesn't have to be just living care, it could be kind of care in general. You know, I know how the funding systems work and stuff like this, which funding is a thing that people are often very confused about, and with good cause, because it's very bloody confusing.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. These things are never meant to be simple. It's to put people off making any sort of claims, of course, I'm sure, it's part of it. But anyway, there we are. So Dave, thanks very much indeed. I'm sure we'll get to...
Well, thank you.
...shortly, and when I say shortly, you know what I mean.
Yes, yeah, thanks, Peter, all right.
And thank you very much for giving us your time.
Not at all, thank you. Cheers, my Peter.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.